Looks like 7 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are here to do battle. I don't think doing battle is probably the right way of us referring to our relationship. Yeah, it's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Monday we can review our accomplishments, your accomplishments and my accomplishments from the weekend, including spending Friday and Saturday. I didn't spend Saturday, actually. I was just on the road on Saturday. Friday at the Talkers Convention in New York City. It was quite an interesting affair and event. Always nice to get together with some of our friends and some of the people we're not so friendly with. As it's a very small world, very small business, and we, for the most part, learn something from one another. It's like every other convention that I've ever been to, there isn't really often a lot of meat in the substance of what you're supposed to be learning isn't really the substance of what you accomplish. What you accomplish is meeting your friends and seeing
Get some FaceTime with some people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was all about. So that happened and was good. And in the meantime, a lot of things have, as usual, gone the water under the bridge, as it were. I thought it was pretty interesting, although, as you know, it's not a political program. The game of politics is filled with such strange people and some strange realities, and how the world of radio that we're in sort of fits in, not only the coverage, let's say, of the Wiener thing. It really is a very interesting reality to see what kind of people get into politics and what sort of things come out. In our own, my own community of Framingham in Massachusetts, we have this political stir now because certain members of the Board of Selectmen and other town fathers apparently made what, again, appears to be a sweetheart deal with neighboring communities. And I'm not sure to what end, but we have the major source of water in the region. And other towns have been hooking onto our system to get their water, but they haven't been paying for it. The taxpayers in the town of Framingham have been paying for the water, but the three or four towns around that have been the beneficiaries of our largesse, shall we say, haven't paid.
You mean Framingham has the source or the distribution?
Distribution.
Okay.
So, but it comes, if it's a distribution, that means it has to be, it's paid for when you go back to the main source of the water, which is another government agency that's a, you know, $1 billion fiasco. And one of the reasons is because they have all of these little truncated deals all over the place. And it's just a mess. And so you see, but who knows why the powers that be have been trying to cover this up for years when, in fact, it was so disadvantageous to, is there a word? That's a word, right? Disadvantageous?
It is right now.
It is. Maybe we just made one.
I understand what you mean, so.
Yeah. To the town, to have this going on. So how much of this stuff goes on everywhere? And is it just because there are these deals that gets made, or are they just people like Wiener who don't have a clue? They're really not good at their job. They're good at promoting themselves. And speaking to that, how many people realize that Sarah Palin is making $100,000 a speech? She made $250,000 an episode for that television show. How many was that on for a year? How many episodes of that thing did they do?
You know, I'm not sure. At least 10 or 12, something like that.
Yeah, okay. So it was a couple, $3 million
more. Yeah, I think
more.
It was for a few months.
Yeah. And then there is $7 million she got for the book. She made $12 million last year. It's not a bad gig. You think she's going to run for the presidency with this kind of dough at stake?
She'd be crazy.
So of course she would. And she wouldn't be good anyway at it. Because the problems that are arising, I happen to be this morning in Victoria, British Columbia, which is one of the most beautiful places I have seen. It's on the southernmost western coast. It's an island. Vancouver is, and Victoria is the capital of it, just about a stone's throw from Seattle, if you want to get a fix on where it is. And I was reading an editorial in the local newspaper here about the Canadian government and approaches to taxes. So listen to this and see how this reflects on your feelings about our own circumstances. We think that Canada is a brother or a sister to us, and I think that's legitimate. There's many of the things, if you turn the television on here, for example, half the channels are Canadian, half of them are American. But the issues are the same pretty much wherever you go, I think, in our world. So anyway, this is a summation, hopefully, of this particular viewpoint on taxes. The editorial is entitled Rising Taxes Getting Tiresome. When it comes to paying taxes, Canadians have the tendency to grumble and then accept whatever level of taxation is thrust upon them.
Right.
All right. So far, we can put a check next to that for Americans, too, right? Check. From a local perspective, the trend of ever-rising property taxes has been gaining speed for a decade. And we can put a check beside that because that's what's going on in America as well, right?
With check.
Check. With the economy sluggish in many sectors, absorbing tax increases at the rates higher than they were last year, and in effect has the net rate of being higher than the GDP, is more money out of pocket for homeowners. Check. Same thing in America, right?
Check.
Municipalities don't seem to be talking about how to cut expenses. Check. Here's in this particular area, they have things that are hung up on garbage pickup and public works. And this fellow says that this system is not sustainable. Check. It isn't sustainable. Our system in America is, which supposedly the same services are offered for the most part. So the fellow who wrote the editorial says, if we're serious about keeping taxes in check, our local politicians need to look harder for more efficiencies. Duh. Sharing and streamlining duplicated resources between jurisdictions. For example, they look at the police and they look at the fire and they look at all these public services, garbage pickup, and we do. We have all these municipalities. Think about it. This is our challenge, 800-510-8255. Well, my challenge to you, and you can think about it in terms of what there is that you have going on in your area that could be shared with another community. Why do we have local police force that is only good for the what's going on in our community to the boundary of our community and then it stops? Why can't we help the next town over? I can think of any number of towns that we in our community could help and vice versa. So why do we have to have a separate fire force? You know how I am on this, Richie. I go bananas when I think about
how
much
money we waste. Yeah, you just think everybody's house should burn down and then give them a big check.
No, I don't think everybody's house should burn down.
Cheaper.
What an asinine way for you to approach money.
Okay.
You always do that. You underscore.
Correct me then.
Yeah, the system would be very simple. And even if you didn't adopt my system, if you look at why we have all these fire engines, that I mean, look at the mileage of a fire engine after, let's say, 10 years or even 10, 12, 15 years. And compare that to what the average usage is for a truck that costs as much as a fire engine does. And you can see how ridiculous this all is. Plus, having all these people sitting around and not doing much, it's ludicrous. So I have suggested before, for those of you who haven't heard my idea on fire.
I love this one.
I know you do, Rich.
Yeah.
You want to play the disclaimer like you do?
No,
before,
let me go find it. Hold on. You go ahead and give it, and then I'll play it
after
the
fact. Where we all came from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, sure.
Okay. So my idea here is to, instead of have all these firefighters in the town of Framingham, for example, I keep making reference to Framingham, but it's the situation I know the best. I think we have 110, 114 firefighters, something like that. And most of them have separate jobs. They're on the their duty roster, I think, last 24 hours, some of them 48 hours. And last year, I think the budget for the fire department was $7.4 million. Okay, so how many houses did we lose in Framingham, or how much damage was done because of fire in Framingham last year? Actually, there was one house that partially burned down. There were some grass fires, you know, things that may have, let's, for the benefit of the doubt, make it easy. The amount of damage done was $1 million, okay? So we spent $7 million to save something that was worth $1 million. Why not put a insurance package or pool together, put twice as much as was the last year, $1 million, so you put a pool together for $2 million for the next year. Have a volunteer fire staff, and what happens if your house burns down is that from that pool, whatever the damage was, you get paid. Insurance companies will love it because for the most part they won't have to pay out, and it'll be better all the way around because we won't have a $7 million bill, we'll have a $2 million bill.
Okay, but riddle me this.
Yes, riddle.
The fire department does much more than put out burning houses.
What do they do that's absolutely necessary? We couldn't live without. Get like that out of a tree.
Let's say you get slammed in the middle of an intersection by a truck.
Right. Yeah, you have a private you have a private EMT service do that. Next question.
Private EMT service isn't going to cut you out of the car if they need the jaws of life.
That's what they do. Of course they do. The EMT people are doesn't make any difference whether they're.
So you're talking about more than an ambulance. Have a rescue squad and an ambulance show up.
Why are the police all the same as the fire department?
Who pays for that?
Well, look at last week. We were talking about how much you get a $300 bill now from some jurisdictions for having a traffic accident. The police are charging you for that.
And for years,
you can't have it both ways.
Many jurisdictions, you get a bill for the ambulance ride.
Yeah.
And service.
Yeah. I remember that time I had to go in the ambulance. The bill for the ambulance from my house to the hospital was $1,300.
Yeah.
It's 4 miles from my house to the to the hospital. All right, let's figure out the economics of that, please. I think I'll go into that business. Okay, anyway, 800-510-8255. Just for the heck of it, what services do you think you could do without, or what sort of things are you paying for that you're getting tired of? Just a couple of examples would be cool. 800-510-8255, 18 after the hour, and good day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/flex.
800-510-TALK, 21 after, and good day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
One of the women that Congressman Wiener was sexting turns out to be a porn star. Did you know that? Yeah, he was sexting a porn star, yeah. When asked how it was possible to get involved with someone in such a sleazy business, the porn star said, I don't know.
Mark Stevens Show. Yeah, baby.
800-510-8255. Good day. Time is 24 after the hour. The politics of constricted or restricted government, in a sense. 800-510-TALK. The kinds of things that people... You can follow us, by the way, the questions and answers on Facebook, although Jennifer is not here. She's pretty good at babysitting, although, Richie, you can handle that as well.
Sure.
You have your own Facebook that you watch during the course of the program.
Yeah, and I watch the show one, too.
Up there. Anyway, we're talking, just joining us, about the whole, the attitude toward government and people in government and the tax structure, and I've asked for you to come up with some ideas on what you think in your area you could do without, and I mean comfortably do without, not something that we just do without for a little while, but what do you see in your everyday travels? What do you see in your everyday experience? What do you see in the things that you pursue that you think are foolish or wastes of money? And how do you get those things before the fathers of your community, the town fathers, the city fathers, as they say, and have a fix on how do you protect yourself from the vagaries of government, the overreach? Here's an idea from Janella, who is focused on those things that are done to protect us from natural disasters. I'm not sure you can be protected from, but after an earthquake, let's say, or a tsunami, or a tornado, or a hurricane, or something in Arizona, those fires. Okay, so is there something there, is the question. And Janella thinks that we have to be able to guarantee peace of mind. And if that's the case, then is this something that we, in terms of covering or making sure we're covered, this is something that's worthwhile? And I guess that what I'm wondering out loud here is why we have a local bureau, oftentimes the civil defense people, the state bureau that does the same thing, and the federal bureau that does the same thing. If you look across the board, and some of the Tea Party people are talking about this, the duopoly, and I don't even think we think about this. We have...
Which is more than a duopoly. What's a triopoly?
Right. You have a state... you have the federal Department of Education, you have the state boards of education, you have the local school board. Why do we need all three of those? Right? Isn't that, I mean, that's the question that basically this lady's asking. What do you need all three of those for? And the same can be said for, what other areas? Health.
Well,
the health department.
Sure.
Every town has a health department, State Department of Health, like we have in Massachusetts, Department of Public Health, and then we have the Health and Human Services.
But would you want the feds running your local education system?
No, I don't want the feds involved in any of them. I'm saying the federal area is where you get rid of all this.
Sure.
You get rid
on the educational level, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need any of these. How many more of these are there? And so this is just an exercise.
What their concern is, though, is that all of a sudden Alabama and New York have a vast difference in the educational capabilities and results, which is why they put it on a federal level, so that we can
and
make
so
sure that
you don't think they don't
everybody's
now?
Just as dumb as the dumbest state.
Yeah,
we don't
that's, yeah, right. Let's, yeah. I think what you'd find is that that wouldn't, I don't think it's made any difference, certainly with all the money we've thrown at this thing, No Child Left Behind, half the children are left behind. Who's kidding whom?
I don't think it keeps up anybody. I think it keeps back somebody, though.
Right, yeah. Maybe you're right about that. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Subway Dinner Theater presents Cats Pack Mamas.
Look out, girl. Watch it!
And they're off, racing home to prepare the family dinner. Oh, no! It's completely jammed!
Come on!
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich with melted cheese and grilled vegetables with 8 grams of fat. Subway.
It's nice.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, Subway is a registered trademark of Doctor's Associates Inc. Fat content statement refers to regular 6-inch sub recipe without non-low-fat condiments such as mayonnaise.
Who makes up a family?
America's views of families and what is a normal family and what is acceptable and what isn't are changing a bit.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here to talk about a new study on families is AARP family expert Amy Goyer.
Some really interesting results when looking at how society views single women having children. 69% said that women who are single and have children, that's bad for society. In fact, 61% say that a child needs a mother and a father to grow up happily. That's a large percentage kind of disapproving of that form of family.
The Pew Center for the People and the Press conducted this survey. Here's what the respondents thought about other family groupings.
Only 43% felt that cohabitation without marriage or unmarried couples raising children was a negative thing. And 43% again felt that gay couples raising children was negative. That seems to be more acceptable than a single woman having a child, which is a really interesting shift in society, I think.
14% of those surveyed felt that interracial marriage is bad. In addition, couples aren't trying to tie the knot so early. In New York, men are usually at least 30. In Oklahoma, many women get married at 24. When asked if marriage is obsolete, 4 in 10 people said yes. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money is for savings, savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden here on Monday morning. The gentleman who is that preacher from Oakland, I say gentleman, I use the term
loosely.
The recent doomsday predictor, Harold Camping, is in the news from this past weekend. Why is that? That's our 2020 News Quiz question, 800-510-8255. If you think you know what's the bottom line here in this story, help yourself. 800-510-8255. Why is Harold Camping, the Oakland preacher who predicted, what was it? Was it October? No, it wasn't October. It was April 21st, wasn't it? It was supposed to be the end of the
month. May 21st.
All right. Been put off to December 21st, though, now, I think.
October.
Whenever is. Oh, it's October?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's convenient. Help yourself. Pick. Hey, time. So what's going on with him and why is he in the news this weekend? You know the answer. First one in with the right answer and hasn't won before in the news quiz gets a swell Doug Steffen prize. 800-510-8255. That's a fair question, is it not? Under the circumstances.
Yeah,
it's a good question. I like
easy enough. Look it up. Give us a call.
Right. Yeah, why not? 800-510-8255. All right, so what else has happened this past weekend? The stuff in the Middle East. Do you know where all the action is? Do you actually know where the fights are? Syria this weekend?
I can't keep track.
Everything is all being blown up. There are problems. We know the problems in Afghanistan. And I looked at a map this weekend. For some reason or other, when I was on the plane, I look at the map of where. And I do this all the time. I don't know why this was so special this weekend. But I look at the map, the back of the plane, you know, has the map of where they service. I was looking at how close, do you realize how close Afghanistan is to Iraq? Most people think Afghanistan, when you think of Afghanistan, you think of Pakistan, and Pakistan's next to India, and India's next to China, so you think it's
sure,
a
Asia.
Long ways away.
Yeah.
It's not. There's only one jump between Iraq and Afghanistan, and yet the conditions on the ground in Afghanistan are so dramatically different than they are for the soldiers that were on duty in Iraq. It was pretty much all, you know, it's just a big desert. Well, it's not the case with Afghanistan at all in these areas. And you got to get through Afghanistan before you go to Pakistan. It just, when I look at some of these things and try to figure out where all the stuff is going on, there was more upset in Egypt over the weekend. I bet you that Mubarak will spend the rest of his life in jail. What do you bet?
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these guys are going down. The thing that scares me is what fills the void.
Hmm. How many people have seen the pictures that were released of Gabrielle Giffords?
I did.
So what do you think?
She looks good.
Yeah.
Considering what she's gone through, but she looks very different. You would not recognize that it is her.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I looked at it. Not only the hair, but you can see the
Well, obviously they had the shaved head. So she's got, yeah, she's got very short hair.
Yeah.
She's wearing glasses, and she's thinner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think she, hey, man, given what she's gone through, I think she looks great.
Yeah. But isn't it, it's really, you think about all of the whys and the wherefores. Again, another crazy thing for us to contend with in terms of what the world is all about. What is this crazy stuff that's going on, and why do we have all this crazy stuff going on? And really, it's very distressing, actually, I think. When I was at the United Nations, I don't know how many of you caught my faux pas. There were two there were two, actually. One of them had to do with my discussing with a Palestinian. I don't know if it was a faux pas. A couple of people pulled me aside and said, why were you so aggressive when you talked to this guy who was the Palestinian? And if you didn't hear the conversation, my focus was on how he justified the need for a Palestinian state. And he looked at me rather strangely. White guy, who was obviously European Palestinian, but he was quite taken back by my question. And the only, why are you chuckling?
Because I love how you dig yourself into these holes sometimes. What? It's fun.
Well, under the circumstances, I had just read, I think last week, that the Palestinian, the reason for being or the justification really isn't there. Because there was no country, there's no group, it's not like Germany. Right, they're Germans. The Palestinian, where'd they come from? There's no Palestine. There wasn't a Palestine before. And they were, you know, the essence of how these people have justified their existence seems to me worthy of at least a question. Why, if you're secure in your answer, then, okay, here's how Palestine came into being, and this is why Palestine, it's important for the Palestinians to have a homeland, yada, 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 yada. But I didn't get that from that guy. Did you, when you listened to him?
I don't know that I, yeah, walked away with an answer.
No.
That's why I'm on Wikipedia trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, the other faux pas was I had the ambassador from Norway to the United Nations on,
mm-hmm.
and I made reference to Malmo. Malmo is the capital of Sweden, not of Norway. And so, and he kind of looked at me straight, but he didn't want to correct me.
Oh,
but it was.
Hey, let me tell you something. You got a lot of guts.
I do.
Walking into the United Nations and sitting down and talking to all of those guys, you know, not a lot of people can walk in there and walk out without feeling like a total idiot. Because it's just not something that all of us focus on a regular basis. And there's a lot of unanswered questions for us there.
Well, you know me. I'm very curious, and I ask a lot of questions. And so,
hey, and if you miss one or two, hey,
right, exactly, yeah. Well, sometimes
you're not the Secretary of State.
No,
we're not going to end up in war if you make a statement.
I don't get paid for being accurate,
right?
Yeah. But you know what, Richie?
Yeah,
I can always make you smile.
Hey, that's what counts.
Always can make you smile.
That's
that
what
is
counts.
Counts. You're right about that. 800-510-8255. All right, in a moment we'll see if we can figure out why it is that Mr. Camper, is that camping? It's camping. Yeah, it's camping.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. What's going on with him? Why is he in the news? It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Monday morning.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paws has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paws by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paws button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paws. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paws. Please use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Nothing says summertime fun like s'mores. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The delicious combination of Hershey's milk chocolate, crisp graham crackers, and gooey marshmallows has been a treat for decades. This summer, Hershey's encourages families to share photos of their favorite s'mores memories for the chance to win s'mores-themed prizes. Enter the Save S'mores contest at facebook.com/Hershey's and learn about more fun ways to enjoy s'mores anytime. As Emily McCann, co-founder of the award-winning web community The Motherhood, says, s'mores are the perfect snack for making lasting memories.
S'mores are a great family activity because everyone can get involved. The little ones can assemble the graham crackers and chocolate as the older kids and adults roast the marshmallows. Then everyone can enjoy this tasty treat together.
Remember, s'mores aren't just for camping anymore. They're easy to make on the grill when wrapped in aluminum foil. And you can sweeten any vacation or summer outing by making s'mores and creating new family traditions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
16 before the hour. Dutch Steffen's Good Day program. One of the things we do on Monday morning is kind of review what's happened over the weekend, and Harold Camping's name has been in the news, so I've asked you to figure out why that is in our 2020 news quiz question. Abby, I think she has the answer. Abby, thanks for the call. Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Where are you?
In Tarzana, California.
All right. So what has happened to Mr. Camping?
He had a stroke, I think.
He did.
It hurt.
Yeah. He did. So what do you think of all the attention that was garnered by him and the attention given to him and the news media frenzy over his predictions in general?
Well, I'm a Christian, so the whole thing was a joke to everybody I know. The billboards were outrageous. First, I thought it was a movie that was coming out and everything, and I went through the day just like I usually do. The whole thing was ridiculous because in the Bible it says no one knows.
Right.
When it's
so,
gonna come.
What do guys like that do? If you're a Christian, what do guys like that do to you?
They ridicule. They ridicule the whole Bible. I mean, the man's like ready for the grave anyway. But it just ridicules the whole.
Well, but why do people pay attention? Well, there were people who were selling their homes and sending him their money.
Because
why do people do that?
Because they want to believe in something, and there's nobody leading their way to. There's nobody leading their way. So when somebody comes out with a billboard or a television, even some of the people on Christian television come across so charismatic that it's like a cult. It's like following a cult. It's like Jim Jones was really charismatic, so people just followed him into the Kool-Aid. And,
isn't it amazing the need we have to be guided?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, all they have to do is pick up the book and they would be guided in the right way, but they don't.
But you know as well as I do that there are a lot of people who take those words and they twist them and turn around. It's the same thing with any quote-unquote religious book.
Right, and that's the problem. So people got to be made aware of these people, because when you're down and out, you'll believe anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens with the rise of movements like the Nazi movement, for example.
Right.
You go back through history, whether it's religion or whether it's a political, governmental movement, people they want to believe, and it's a strange reality. You got to wonder how it is if you believe in an external force, if you will, infinite intelligence, God, however you want to look at it.
Look at Al-Qaeda.
Why are these things, why does this exist?
It's just the need to believe. When you're down and out, you just need somebody to pick you up, and if the wrong person is there, and you're vulnerable, and you're hurt, and you'll take the first thing that comes, unfortunately.
Okay, so I think I'm going to start a new, I'm going to change my scripts. How about you follow me? Would you follow me anywhere?
Well, I follow you on, and the funny thing is, I get you on my digital television. I listen to you on television.
Oh, yeah.
So you listen to CRN.
Yeah.
CRN Digital.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So the whole gamut. I go to sleep to Doug McIntyre, and I wake up to you. So.
Very nice. It's a Doug sandwich. Nice job.
No,
okay,
he doesn't
hold on.
Put me to sleep. No. He doesn't put me to sleep, though.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second,
baby.
Thank you. Hold on. 800-510-8255. Vina, with some thoughts, if we go back just a bit in the conversation to things that can be eliminated. Where do you live, Vina?
Hi. What's your name again?
My name's Doug. Doug Steffen? Yeah.
Steffen, yeah.
Do you want to know what my real name is, or you want to know what my stage name is?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll settle for Doug Steffen.
Fine.
I just love your program. I wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
You're very open-minded, and I think that is really... you don't find much of that on any of the other shows anymore. It seems
Richie,
like
did you hear that?
Yeah.
Write that down. I'm not like anybody else. I'm open-minded.
Oh, Vina, you're correct there. He is not like anybody else.
Well, I'm just actually... I just was channel surfing because my hours are late. So I love your show, and I often turn to it every now and then, and they're talking about Area 51 on this other channel, and I'm burnt out on it. Anyhow,
that's something new and different.
Stay out of George.
Yeah, right,
I'm just tired of Area 51. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I'm responding to
what can we do without?
You mentioned about how we can save money. What services would we like to give up, or would we not want to pay for and give up, or whatever? How can we save money for the state, or something in that effect?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right track.
Yeah, so what do you think can be eliminated from where you live?
Well, I'm in Oceanside, but, I think all around, one of my first thoughts is, especially with my own situation, which is another story, there's a lot of injustices being done. There's a lot of money that could be saved. I think that there's a lot of, just as much as Medi-Cal was abused by the doctors and patients in the whole gamut, and, they're saying they did things that weren't done, the doctors, and
mm-hmm.
They're probably still saying they're operating on dead people a lot. I've heard all these stories. And I believe some of them have to be true. But I also think lawyers, state-appointed lawyers,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of waste of money out there on them. And we would save more money and offset the prices of the
same lawyers. Well, but you understand, the reason that they are doing what they do, or they get away with what they get away with, is because the legislative process is controlled by their brethren. So if it's good for them in general, then it's good for the people who are members of those groups. And,
well, if they want to get rid of our debt... We're not doing much good because I don't know what to say on that. All I can say is
Let me give you some food for thought, all right? Here's if you think about the money that we spent, how many billions was it? $2 billion, $3 billion in the TARP money to give the banks. When my federal government was supposed to give the local banks or the regional banks money to help small businesses and to fix the situation where there wasn't a lot of capital around. Instead, you will find, if you look into this, that most of the big banks that got money from the government have used it to buy up the smaller banks and not to loan out. So more banks buying more other banks with bad notes, what's going to keep us from going down the same street we went down last year or the year two or three years ago? 51 after on Good Day.
said, get me out of this. Ha!
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
It is truly and literally a day to remember. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is Memorial Day, a time to remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice defending and protecting our freedom. Here's how Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Manning puts it.
I think that Memorial Day is a time for Americans to really take a clear look at both our past and our future. It's the day of the year when we acknowledge the debt that we owe those men and women.
Lieutenant Colonel Manning tells us over 8 months of planning goes into the Memorial Day event to be held at Arlington National Cemetery later today. The observance of Memorial Day there includes the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Hundreds of members of the military from all branches of the service will be there, along with thousands of citizens from across the country. Memorial Day, says the Lieutenant Colonel, can serve as a history lesson.
As we look back from, you know, from Valley Forge all the way to Iraq and Afghanistan now, the fighting spirit of American soldiers really define the history and what I think is really all that's good about our nation.
And what will Lieutenant Colonel Manning be thinking about today?
I've spent two tours in Iraq, and I think about those soldiers that I served with that didn't make it back. They were my soldiers, they were my friends, my brothers in arms and sisters in arms.
And so, Memorial Day, the unofficial start to the summer season, filled with trips to the beach, backyard barbecues, family gatherings, and more. But a day when we should all take time to simply remember. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdrel Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdrel Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdrel Kills Ants products at Amdrel.com.
Memorial Day, of course, a holiday in every sense, federal, state, and local. Banks closed, no mail deliveries. schools closed, and a day off for the stock market. Wall Street reopens tomorrow, and this holiday shortened week will see economic data, including the latest numbers on consumer confidence, construction spending, and the important job creation report at the end of the week. And on this Memorial Day, we spotlight a unique individual and the wonderful effort he is a part of. His name is Joe Horowitz of Long Island, New York, a young guy who happens to be a professional golfer with a dream of making it to the PGA Tour. He's also very involved in something called the Lead the Way Fund.
Well, Lead the Way Fund was created in 2007 in memoriam of Sergeant James J. Regan, who's from Manhasset, Long Island. Went to Duke University, had a bunch of law school offers, scholarship offers, Wall Street offers, turned it all down to fight for his country. He became an Army Ranger and was killed on his fourth tour of duty in Iraq in February 2007. And what Lead the Way Fund does is fill the gaps that the government just can't fill when it comes to supporting the Army Rangers and their families, whether they're active Army Rangers, hurt, fallen, disabled Army Rangers.
As it turns out, Joe only knew Sergeant Jimmy Regan by way of another friend, but this cause has become a major part of his life. In addition to his golfing talents, Joe is also a talented singer and songwriter.
I went to the Regans with the idea of writing a song, not a sad ballad about how sad the story actually is, but a glimpse into the relationship that a son has with his parents and the story that Jimmy had and what he wanted to do. And when the Regans started the Lead the Way Fund, how they carried on the torch of what Jimmy started.
There's a fire burning on the inside of my soul.
And finally, in case you missed it, Derek Jeter, shortstop and captain of the New York Yankees, became only the 28th player in Major League Baseball history to reach 3,000 hits over the weekend. He did it Saturday in style. A home run for number 3,000 as part of a 5-for-5 day at the plate. Now, in that the big hit was a homer, that means somebody in the stands wound up with a baseball that could be worth a fortune. A 23-year-old guy named Christian Lopez got his hands on that ball, and he describes how it happened.
I was actually taking a picture, hopefully he just hit it, and then next thing I know, I look in the air and I see my dad diving across a crowd of people, and he missed it because he has awful hands. Next thing I know, I just saw the ball roll in front of me and I just jumped on it.
All right, so Christian can now score a monetary windfall with his baseball, right? Wrong. He gave it to Derek Jeter.
Mr. Jeter deserved it. I'm not going to take it away from him. Yeah, money's cool and all, but I'm only 23 years old. I have a lot of time to make that.
How about that? The Yankees did step up to the plate and reward Lopez with 4 tickets to every game for the rest of the season, including playoffs, and Derek Jeter gave Lopez all kinds of autograph stuff. What a story. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.